voanews.com.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. At least four people, including two university lecturers, were killed and several others were wounded when a roadside bomb struck their bus north of the Afghan capital on Saturday. The incident occurred when the bus they were traveling in was hit by an explosive device on the road in the city of Charikar, the capital of Parwan province, according to an Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman. No group claimed responsibility for the incident. Roadside bombs, small magnetic bombs attached under vehicles, and other attacks have targeted members of security forces, judges, government officials, society activists, and journalists in recent months in Afghanistan. Demonstrations were held in several countries on Saturday in solidarity with the Belarusian opposition movement. Protesters took to the streets of Krakow and Warsaw, Poland, while in Ukraine, about 100 Belarusians in Kiev held up old white, red, and white Belarusian flags, a symbol of the opposition, and chanted slogans including freedom to the motherland and long live Belarus. The rallies are a show of support for the opposition-minded Belarusians who fear repression following the arrest of a dissident journalist whose plane was forcibly diverted to Minsk earlier this week. The European Union has banned flights from the country, leaving opposition-minded Belarusians with few options to get out from under the authoritarian rule of President Alexander Lukashenko. For his part, Lukashenko spent Saturday on the Black Sea aboard Russian President Vladimir Putin's yacht for what were called informal discussions. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of demonstrators have poured onto the streets of Brazil's biggest cities to protest against President Jair Bolsonaro's handling of the COVID-19 crisis and to call for his impeachment. In Rio de Janeiro, people carried placards with the faces of loved ones who died from the disease. Protesters rallied in several other cities, including Salvador, Belo Horizonte, and the capital, Brasilia. Bolsonaro has repeatedly refused to use lockdowns and other tough measures to prevent the spread of the virus. He once mocked COVID-19 as a little flu and said his opposition to lockdowns is designed to protect Brazil's economy. According to Johns Hopkins University, more than 16.3 million Brazilians have been infected with COVID-19. More than 459,000 have died from the disease. The actual numbers are believed to be much higher. Two gendarmes and a police officer died in a jihadist raid against the major town in southeast Niger near the Nigerian border on Saturday. A statement from authorities said rebels of the Islamic State West Africa province, armed with machine guns, stormed Difa aboard 15 vehicles. The army pushed back the attack and three rebel bodies were found. Seven vehicles were destroyed, and the army recovered rocket launchers, a mortar, and a large amount of ammunition, as well as mobile phones, drugs, syringes, and other items, according to a government statement. Jihadists have attacked Difa several times since 2015. In May 2020, intense fighting broke out between the army and jihadists near the Douchi Bridge that links Niger with Nigeria south of the city. Vietnam's health minister said that authorities have detected a new coronavirus variant that is a combination of the Indian and British COVID-19 variants and spreads quickly by air. Reuters' Emily Wither reports.
The country's health minister says it spreads quickly by air and has described the hybrid variant as very dangerous. After successfully containing the virus for most of last year, Vietnam is grappling with a spike in infections since late April. Quoted in local media, the minister says the authorities will announce the name and detailed characteristics of the newly discovered variant soon, saying lab cultures show it is much more transmissible than the previously known types. He said that could explain why so many new cases have appeared in different parts of the country within a short period of time.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.